We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We are at Army Navy, and we are about to be joined by a man who managed the New York Yankees to a World Series, a man that,
yes,
I'm sorry,
yep,
should have been. It's a disgrace.
We should have been running. We should have been. You and I should have been doing the interview. Girardi would have been. He wouldn't have to interview. He wouldn't even be an interview. Joe, what do you want? You're the manager of the Mets. The Mets blew it again. Well, no. Look, I like Carlos. I think I got it. I think he's going to be a decent manager. But you were the guy. He is now the manager because I got to see him beat 19 times a year.
We don't like
watch
that you're
this with the Phillies. Here he is.
Imagine
the former
you play
manager
one
Yankees.
Team 19 times a year.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I actually think it's too much.
You're probably right.
I do. I think with the wild card, they need to get back to more of a balanced schedule.
Right.
And I don't disagree with you because, like, the Phillies never play the Dodgers.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That would be cool instead of just, you know, one series there, one series here. So I agree with you about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you a serious question. All right. When you went to interview with Brody, did you know deep down, you know what, they're not interested in hiring me for whatever reason, and we have our theories, but did you go in there thinking, you know what, they're interviewing me, but they don't really want me?
No, I thought they were very interested. I interviewed three times,
mm-hmm,
and had a fourth one, you know, set up.
Okay.
So, no, I thought they were very interested. They chose to go a different direction, and I'm really happy where I'm at, and I chose to go a different direction, and that's how it kind of ended up.
You know, I want to go, and again, we're talking to Joe Girardi, and I didn't give you the proper build-up. You know, manager of the Marlins, you were manager of the year there. You won a World Series with the Yankees in 09. You did a great job managing them over the years. So I had to do that, Joe. Let me throw it. But I got to tell you, and I think Ev agrees with this, you got holes with the Yankees. I mean, here you are. I mean, you take this team, and this is the other thing. That year, that team, nobody expected anything of that Yankee team. You take them all the way to Game 7 of the ALCS. You lose a tough series there to Houston in the ALCS that year. And the next thing you know, you win over 100 games. Next thing you know, I don't know if you won 100 that year, but whatever. You got to the
92, East, 92, I think.
92.
Yeah,
and the next thing you know, Brian Cashman is letting you go. And I'm saying, how the hell are they letting this guy go? I mean, how about that, man?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I was there a long time, and, you know, Brian just thought it was time, you know, for something different. And that happens in this game. I mean, it happens all the time. You see great coaches. I mean, Tom Coughlin, look at what he did for the New York Giants. And then, you know, they felt it was time to part ways. So those things happen. I mean, I'm really happy with where I'm at. I have been so thrilled with the Phillies organization and the ownership group and Matt Klentak, the general manager. The Middleton family, the Buck family have been great to me, my wife, my kids, and we're really excited. And I'm excited to get back in the National League Baseball. I mean, it's what I grew up on.
Yeah, sure.
And I would say that we are part of the toughest division in all of baseball.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. No, you definitely are.
I get the sense that they're listening to you because I'm sure you're telling them, hey, Didi's clutch. I mean, Didi, we got to bring Didi here. So I'm sure you had a big influence in getting him here, right?
Yeah, I just have always loved Didi, not just what he does on the field because I think that's special, but what he did in the clubhouse, right? I thought that Didi was one of the real leaders in that clubhouse, and his personality, people followed, and he had a smile on his face, and I mean, this guy played needing Tommy John, and no one really even knew about it.
Right.
I mean, that's how he's tough, too, and that's not necessarily what you think. And I think the experience of having to replace Derek Jeter helped mold who Didi is today, because I think in the beginning he tried too hard and then realized that's not working. I got to get back to just doing my work and understanding who I am, and he blossomed as a player.
You know, and we're not happy either as Met fans that you got Zach Wheeler now. I got to see Zach Wheeler, you know, like five times a year. I'm not thrilled about that either. I mean, how about the addition of Zach to your pitching staff?
Well, I mean, we're really excited, and we just thought he was just starting to come into his own the last couple of years.
Yeah, we agree.
And we think that there's even more in there. And, you know, Zach wants to win. I mean, he talked about, when I had a chance to talk to him before he signed, that he just wants to win. He said he was part of that Mets team, but he wasn't really part of that Mets team that went to the World Series because he was hurt.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
So he said, you know, I want to get there and I want to pitch there. And, you know, he's a New Jersey kid, basically him and his wife, you know. So we're really excited to have him. When we think about him and Nola at the top, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Bad, no, you got a good team.
I like the old composition book.
I mean, this is my NFL. But
I'm having nightmares. Like, Joe, I got to go back to school here.
Well, you went to Northwestern, so I don't know. I mean, I've had this actually for as many years as I've been doing radio now, almost 25 years. I've got the book for every NFL season.
You save them, right?
I have them all at home.
Yeah, great.
And crazy me, but this is what
we're very different. I got the iPad Pro.
I'm an old man. Joe, I'm an old man.
When you write it, you remember it.
No, you know what? There is something to that. You're not.
Well, you had the notebook and the binder.
Oh, you had
too.
It all.
Well, the notes come from a computer, but I would write it because it helped me remember it.
What was usually in there, by the way? Like just stats and information about
how to
opponent?
Get hitters out, matchups, the matchups that I liked. You know, trends on who we could run on and who we couldn't. Those sort of things.
How much when you first started? And I want to get into. By the way, you know what? Before we even get into this. Army Navy Baseball Classic is happening in Philadelphia, which is awesome.
Oh, you can have baseball now?
Yes.
Oh, really?
So, believe it or not, they played 119 times.
Is that right?
Do you know what game this is for the football?
I think it's 120.
120.
Right? Yeah. So they play every year, too.
Right.
They've played some games at Fenway, some at Camden Yards. They played 88 of them in Philadelphia.
Really?
This is the first year they're having a three-game series.
Cool. At Citizens Bank.
Right. So it's Friday, April 10th. They play at 7 o'clock. Saturday, they have a doubleheader at 1 o'clock. You can get tickets at phillies.com at the end of January. $10 for one game, $15 for all three.
That's a good bargain.
But think about this. You know, you're sitting around and someone asks you, Joe, what friend would you like to have in your foxhole, right? You come up, maybe one or two. You'd want every one of these kids.
Oh, God. No,
you'd want every one of those kids in that football game.
No question.
So I'm telling people, go support this. If you can only make one game, make one. But how great would it be for these kids to play in front of 40,000 before they go off and defend our country?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good. Great.
Give them that thrill.
Great call.
These are our future heroes. No question about it. We're talking to Joe Girardi, World Series winning manager of the Yankees, should have been manager of the New York Mets. How much from your first job with the Marlins to now has being a manager changed? Because that's all we talk about on the rail. No. The manager's job is so different. So much is coming from upstairs. How much has that job changed since then?
Well, I think the change between the Marlins and the Yankees was a lot because I think the Yankees analytical program was so much further ahead.
Right.
So so for me, I don't think it's really going to have changed a lot since the end of the time I was with the Yankees. You saw the analytics department get bigger. The information they gave you was better. Their ability to find diamonds in the rough was better. And the way I look at it is, it also validates what you see with your eye. There's the eye test, and there's the analytical test. And when you can marry those two things together, there's a real good chance that you're going to be right. So that's what I love about it. And, you know, the funny thing was, you know, they always called me Binder Joe, right?
Yes.
And because I always believed in it.
You, by the way, or not really?
No. You know, I used numbers when I caught, you know, with the Yankees because we had a lot of numbers available to us then. Not nearly as many as there is now, but I'm a math guy, you know, so I've always enjoyed it.
Mm. You know, I'm talking to Joe Girardi, the manager of the Phillies. You know, look at your team you're managing now. They underachieved last year. I mean, they brought in Bryce Harper. They got J.P. Realmuto. You know, you mentioned Nola at the top of the rotation. You know, you looked at that team and said, man, this is going to be a good team. They started out pretty well for Kapler early on, and then it really all went south. They wound up actually finishing behind the Mets when all was said and done. How about that? You got some interesting personalities on this team. How about that, Joe?
Well, you know, what I noticed, because I did like four or five of those games. I did a lot of Phillies games and Mets games. Sometimes they were playing each other. The Phillies started to fall off when Andrew McCutchen went down. And he's really, really important to us. I mean, he was the leadoff guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about all the different people they tried leading off. Hoskins, and they put Harper
there, and they
put Kingery there. And they just kept moving people there, and they couldn't find it.
Right.
So their offense struggled, I think, somewhat because they missed that huge component. And then you look at their bullpen. Every time I came into town to do a game, I'd do one in April, one in May. It was like a whole new cast of characters because they lost Robertson, they lost Hunter, they lost Sir Anthony Dominguez, they lost Neshek, they lost more. They lost everybody.
Mm.
So to me, that's the key. You got to keep these guys healthy. And I think if you keep these guys healthy and you get Sir Anthony Dominguez back in the back end of that bullpen, we'll be a much different team this year.
What do you think, and I assume it's happening, I don't know if the commissioner has said 100% that they're going to be this three-batter minimum thing. First of all, have you been told 100% that rule is happening in 2020?
No, I have not.
That's ridiculous that they haven't said that yet.
No, and I'm personally frustrated with it. And I brought up the example in the winter meetings. You got a 5-1 lead or 6-1 lead, and you don't want to use your closer, can't use your closer, and you like to stay away from your eighth inning guy, so you bring in a kid, you know, that's a little bit younger, and he walks the first two guys.
Right.
Now you got to stay with him?
Yeah.
He
stupid.
Throws 8 straight balls?
That's great. No, you're 100%
you know, so what to me, what concerns me is maybe you risk using your better pitchers more and you wear them out.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
Well, look, a part of why I wanted you to manage the Mets is that every time we had you on and we just talked baseball rules and whatnot, I always agreed with you. Like, you always said the things that I agree with. And this is one of them. This is so dumb. This is stupid. And why are they doing it? They're doing it to speed up the game. Right. Joe, is it really going to speed up the game?
I don't think really so much. And really, right, what we're concerned about is not the time of the game. We're concerned about the action in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that have to do with it?
Nothing.
It doesn't change. So to me, I don't like the rule. I think you jeopardize your better relievers that they get overused. And I think you change the strategy of the game. And that's the most important thing to me. You really change the strategy of the game.
Do you think because it hasn't been said 100% that there's a chance it doesn't happen? His fingers are crossed, by the way, I'll describe it.
Yeah. Right.
I'm with you.
You know, I'm just not a huge fan of it. But then I had someone say to me that, but look, there were more lefties brought in against Bryce Harper than anybody. So it might help Bryce.
Yeah.
But
he hits lefties pretty well.
He hits them really well. But yeah. I'm just saying that I think it changes the strategy of our game. And that's one thing I don't want. I mean, Terry Francona, God bless him, the job he did last year, right, with all the bullpen pieces that he's lost over the last couple of years. I don't think his bullpen could have done it if he wasn't able to mix and match.
Mm. Yeah. No, I think you may be right. We have asked Joe Torre in the past, biggest regret, biggest mistake you made. And he always says, not forcing the umpires to stop the midges game, I think is his answer.
Yeah.
You look back at your time with the Yankees. Is there one move? I think I know the answer, by the way. But I'll let you answer it. One move where you say, oh, my God, I wish I had this one back.
Wow. You know, a lot of people might say the replay.
That was what I was
Cleveland.
Thinking.
Cleveland.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And I understand why people got upset with me. But I followed the same process that we all have followed. And believe it or not, mm-hmm. our home games with yes, we got the slow-mo camera by 30 seconds. In the playoffs, you didn't.
Oh, wow.
I see.
That's
right,
why
right,
there
right.
was no convincing evidence for us. And we were always, you don't waste a challenge that early. But we won that series, so I don't
I know you guys keep came back.
So I don't really, you know, I don't know.
Right.
You know, if I necessarily have a huge regret. You know, some of the tougher things that were for me to handle was, you know, at times handling the aging superstar. And sometimes you wish you could have done so.
And you were handed that so many times.
You really are.
Yeah.
Every Jeter, Posada.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some things
that
maybe
I could. You get along with
Posada? Yeah.
There were some issues that maybe you didn't.
I mean, I think that he got upset when I moved him down in the lineup. And I understand that, George.
Right, right.
But I will say one thing. He responded extremely well and started ripping the cover off the baseball. You know,
yeah.
And that was not my intent. What was to change, but it was just hard. I have so much respect for Jorge and the way he played the game and the fire that he brought. I thought he was so important to those clubs. I think he's a Hall of Fame player. I don't know if he'll get in. He's probably a borderline.
They put Ted
guy.
Simmons in.
But yeah, I mean, I'd love Georgie. I mean, I treated him like he was my little brother when I came up because. And I remember Jim Leybert saying in 1996 when Jorge came up in September, he said, this doesn't bode well for one of us. I said, I know. This kid is really, really good.
Right.
And he went to have a spectacular career. Played hard, was tough, had fire, wanted to win every day. I mean, he's a winner.
Do you, and we're talking to Joe Girardi, when you took over the Yankee job, was it at all difficult that some of the guys were your teammates and now you're their boss? Was that ever a difficult adjustment with those guys?
You know, it really wasn't because I felt like I knew who they were.
Right.
To me, it's almost actually easier because you know who they are and you don't have to, like, figure out their personality a lot. You know who they are. So, and I did it with Joe Borowski when I managed the Marlins. I mean, I used to sit on the plane next to him and play cards.
Right.
So that was my card partner. And then I was managing him a couple of years later. So, no, it was not hard.
You know, Joe, and again, talking to Joe Girardi now, of course, the manager of the Phillies. I'm an old school guy. I'm an old man. I'm even older than you, Joe. So, you know, it makes me crazy as a baseball guy, baseball fan, that, you know, we watch these games. You have a starting pitcher go out there, and he's pitching great for 6 or 7 innings, and then we're giving the biggest outs of the game to inferior pitchers. And this makes me nuts, Joe. I have to tell you. And will we ever see that change? Will they ever start to allow pitchers to go 9 innings again, in your mind?
Well, we started to see it this year in the playoffs. And I think that's the value of the starting pitcher. It came back. Everything comes back. We push it one way really hard. But, you know, some of these bullpens are built to where the best arms are in the bullpen, right? I mean, there are some bullpens that the stuff is ridiculous. So I understand why they did that. I mean, in 96, we did it. We did it with
You had a load of bullpen. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. So I think that's what – and I think it's easier to find guys that can give you 3 or 4
outs. Most teams don't have
that,
though, Joe.
No, and maybe are two-pitch guys that have power. They're easier to find. But, no, you're right. I mean, starting pitching is really, really important because I think what you see – is you see him wear down at the end.
Yeah.
And it cost him in the playoffs is what it cost him.
Carlos Beltran's the manager of the Mets. We have been honest. We wish it was you. Right. But we're giving Carlos the best chance.
I'm okay with
Carlos.
Excited. I was okay with that. After you, I wanted him, to be honest with you.
That's mixed. I was Joe Girardi or bust. I was all in on you.
I got a feeling he's going to be okay.
Did you, when you managed him as a player, here's a superstar player, and you had him at the end of his career, but he was good. He had a good year with the – 2 good years, I think, with the Yankees. Could you sense he was a future manager?
You know, I sensed that he wanted to do it because we'd talk a little bit about it. And very smart baseball guy.
Right.
Very good teammate. Talked to a lot of people. Loved to teach. So I could see it in the cards. I just wasn't sure, like, how bad he really – you know, sometimes you think players that make a lot of money, they're like, they don't want to deal with that. But you could tell it was in there.
Right. Mm.
Joe, it's great having you. We really appreciate it. We'll wish you luck, except when you play the Mets, okay?
I understand. That's like a quarter of our season.
Yeah, no, I know. We know.
Keep up the composition books.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
Thank you, Joe, man. Yeah. Great seeing you.
Great seeing you, Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.